Hi, this is Krishnamanan. When I was in the primary school, there were few kids who stood first in almost everything. They answered all the questions that the teacher asked. They were chosen for all the activities. They played sports well, they were popular in the class, they even looked good. But then something happened when we moved to the secondary school. These kids, who were the bright stars, started losing the shine. Many of them either started performing poorly or became the average. I wondered then what happened to them, and I had my own theories then to explain that. Like, they got into bad company, or their parents lost interest in them, or they were never good in the first place and it was just that the teachers were partial. I'm not sure if those reasons were right, but there is some research that explains me now what would have happened to those kids. We have known that timely praise can boost good feelings and can have positive impact on the motivation. But the praise, if not rightly administered, can have a contrary effect on the child. There is something called the praise paradox. According to Eddie Brummelman, who is an assistant professor at the University of Amsterdam, the paradox is that all these praises that we do are well-intended, yet sometimes these have undesired consequences, and sometimes even detrimental. One example that he states is that of a father and a child playing a game. When the child wins it, the father, with the intent of encouraging the child, praises the child and calls it a great player. What is interesting is what goes on in the child's mind. Now the child thinks, "Dad says I'm a great player, but I just did it by luck. I cannot live up to it." The child now is under pressure to recreate the success and earn the praise. Richard Farson, a famous American psychologist, is quoted to have said, "Undoubtedly, the most threatening aspect of praise is the obligation that it puts on us to be praiseworthy. For if we really believe it, when we are told that we are competent or intelligent or beautiful, then we are continually on the spot to be competent or intelligent or beautiful." Which is absolutely true even with us adults. Don't we feel the same pressure? If we are once praised for something, don't we feel the pressure to perform and generate the praise? Don't we experience this at work? Studies have shown that children praised for their smartness were concerned about how the results reflected on them. They always tried hard to look smart, and in the process chose easy problems over the hard ones. Whereas children praised for their efforts focused on increasing their efforts and improving their strategies, because that is what brought them the praise. They knew that they could control the efforts and strategies to control the results. Whereas the children who were praised for their smartness or intelligence knew that it was a fixed quality and they could do nothing about increasing their smartness, or they could do nothing to increase their luck. So the next time you are having a well-intended praise conversation with your child, be aware, be conscious of it. Note what is that you are praising the child for. From the child's perspective, what are you implying it? What is it that the child is being praised for? Is it an intrinsic quality that it can never change? Or is it something that the child can control? This concludes the part one of the three-part series. So, until the next part, keep the deep conversations going. Thank you.